This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Britain detected two cases of the new Omicron coronavirus on Saturday, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced measures to counter the spread of the new variant.
But we will require anyone who enters the UK to take a PCR test by the end of the second day after their arrival and to self-isolate until they have a negative result.
Johnson also said there would be more stringent controls on mask wearing and social distancing in shops and on public transportation. Amid fears that the recently identified new variant has the potential to be more resistant to the protection offered by vaccines, there are growing concerns that the pandemic and associated lockdown restrictions would persist for far longer than had been hoped. Authorities in the Netherlands say a total of 61 people who arrived there on two flights from South Africa Friday have tested positive for the coronavirus and were in isolation Saturday. Further tests are underway to establish if any of the infected travelers have the new highly transmissible variant of COVID-19. Harm Groestra is a spokesman for the regional Dutch Health Authority.
Right now, for these 61 people, the situation is when they have complaints that are related to COVID-19, they will be required to stay in isolation for 7 days. When they don't have complaints, they will be in isolation for 5 days.
Two planes arrived in the Netherlands from Johannesburg and Cape Town shortly after the Dutch government, along with other nations around the world, on Friday imposed a ban on flights from southern African nations following discovery of the new Omicron variant. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Police fired tear gas in Burkina Faso's capital Saturday during a demonstration against the government's failure to stop a wave of violence by Islamist militants. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Military police launched tear gas canisters to disperse about 100 protesters who were trying to march towards downtown Ouagadougou on Saturday. Protesters erected barricades and burned tires and trash cans. Valentin Yamkadougou is spokesman for the Free Burkina Faso movement.
Since he's been in power, terrorists have spread desolation in this country, and he's incapable of finding a solution to this problem. So we ask for his immediate resignation today, and now, for as long as he doesn't resign, we won't go home.
Opponents of President Roch Kabore called for renewed protests in response to a recent surge of attacks in the West African country, including one by Al-Qaeda-linked militants 2 weeks ago that killed 49 military police officers and 4 civilians.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. A court in Siberia on Saturday remanded 5 people in custody for 2 months to face charges related to a mining accident that killed more than 50 people this week. 3 managers of the Listvyaznaya mine, including its director, were ordered to remain in custody until late January for flouting industrial safety standards. Yelena Tuskevich is a senior assistant prosecutor in the Kemerovo region. She said that the 3 men violated parts of the criminal code, including industrial safety requirements at hazardous facilities, resulting in the death of 2 or more people by negligence. The accident, which regional authorities say was likely caused by a methane explosion, killed 51 people, including 5 rescuers who were sent to bring out dozens of men stuck deep underground. TASS news agency quoted Russia's health ministry as saying Saturday that 60 people were being treated in hospitals for injuries sustained in the accident. Britain's first winter storm has hit parts of northern England, Scotland, and northern Ireland, killing at least 2 people, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Storm Arwen has battered parts of the United Kingdom with gusts of nearly 100 miles per hour. The extreme weather conditions caused road closures, train delays, power cuts and high waves. In northwestern England, a man died after a tree fell on him, and in Northern Ireland, a man was killed when his car was hit by a falling tree. Though the worst of the storm appears to have passed, many have been warned against travelling as heavy snow and high winds continue. Karen Chamas, London.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David.